الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك وقال عز وجل أيضا إنا أعطيناك الكوثر وقال قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم الحمد لله Thumma alhamdulillah that Allahu Azza wa Jal has blessed us with the greatest of favors of Iman. And this is purely the given gift of Allah Ta'ala, not because of deservedness, eligibility, striving or worthiness from our side. And for that we say alhamdulillah daily if we can, two rakats of salatu shukr. For indeed Allah's promise is, if you will express gratitude, I will most certainly, definitely increase you in my favors. And then we have this huge bounty, one of the greatest that Allah has conferred upon us, upon this entire universe, that this month of Rabi'ul Awwal has the great honor of having witnessed it, the arrival of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam into this dunya. On that early Monday morning, the greatest and most glorious and most elite in the history of this universe, and many signs on that night, a fire that had been burning in one of the superpowers at the time, the Zoroastrian Empire, fire worshippers in the far off lands of Persia, a fire that they would worship ardently, and had burned continuously, unabated for 1,000 years, inexplicably without reason, extinguished on that great, that the nur of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come into this dunya, and all forms of batil and falsehood would be overpowered by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his nur, and 14 pillars in his palaces came crumbling down without any reason whatsoever. At the moment of the Mubarak birth, the entire horizon became illuminated to such an extent that the palaces in the far off lands of Syria of the Roman Empire became illuminated. The arrival of Allah's beloved Habib Sayyiduna Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has enjoyed such favors of Allah that none of the creation of Allah Ta'ala can come close to it. In the verses recited, Allah Ta'ala expand for you your auspicious chest, and it would not remove from your back that burden that could have broken your back, and Allah had facilitated the ease of this deen. The great glad tidings, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we have elevated for you your name and your remembrance in all parts of the world. On one occasion, when the disbelievers taunted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your Allah has forsaken you and He is upset with you, Allah intervenes and responds personally, first taking a qasam on the agents of Allah Ta'ala's creation, manifestation of Allah's greatness in His creation, wadduha, on the qasam of the glory and the beauty of the morning light, wallayli idha saja, look at the beauty of Quran, on the qasam of the night, when it spreads across earth and with it comes amazing peace. And why does Allah take this qasam? Mute that taunt in exactly the وَدَّعَكَ رَبِّ, your Lord has never forsaken you and never will do so. وَمَا قَلَى, and Allah Azza wa Jal is not upset with you and never will be. إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ, we have granted you an abundance of every form, every thinkable, conceivable form of goodness in this dunya as well as in the akhirah, the most amount of ummatis and followers, the greatest companions, the greatest of wives, the most dedicated ummatis, On the plains of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will hold aloft a flag known as Liwa'ul Hamd that will have such praises of Allah never ever uttered before, clearly denoting that none other than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, undisputed leader of the entire creation, the very first to be brought back to life, Yawmul Qiyamah, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no Nabi, no person will go into Jannah before our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No ummah and nation will go into Jannah before the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite the fact that we have come last to this dunya. So what we linked, the virtues that I have mentioned, a great kitab of Qadi Iyad called Ash-Shifa, and it is translated in English, that every one of us try and read from that kitab, the virtues, the rights that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoys over us. What I have mentioned in his virtues covers literally not even three lines of two full pages that are only some of the great virtues and honors enjoyed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imperative and the fundamentals of Iman is that we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam profusely. Love to such an extent that it supersedes the love we have for anybody. Be it the most dear and near of people around us, our parents, our wives, our children. And until such time that person's Iman is deficient, that we do not love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we love even our own selves. Hadith of Bukhari Sharif, narrated by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu an, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. Whether that love is the love that is the essentials of Iman, whether it is a love that is required by the Shariat and the Deen of Islam, and even whether it is a love that is a natural affinity and love, even our natural love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should far supersede the love we have for anybody, including ourselves. And the barometer of that is Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu anhu is about to be executed, and this is mentioned over and over again and worthy of mention 1,000 more times, on being asked by Abu Sufyan, who later on Allah guides to Islam, if at this moment, understand this in the context, more than if in lieu of being about to be executed, be in the comfort and luxury of home and your beloved ones, and in lieu of that, Nabi sallallahu, would you take that offer? He says, what you are asking for is very, very far-fetched. I would not tolerate being in the comfort and luxury and comfort of my home, knowing that because of that, even a thorn pricks the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such love, Allah Ta'ala had chosen the most worthy people around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een. They are a manifestation of the fruits of the efforts, the tarbiyah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every word is imperative. The ulama have mentioned, amongst them our beloved respected Ustad, that Mufti Radaul Haq Sahib Hafidhahullah, one of the leading scholars, Allah has blessed this ummah at present, six qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are a reason to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mal, Jamal, Jalal, Nawal, Kamal, Kounuhu, Ayal. Number one, Allah had blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the keys to the treasures of this earth. One occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the end days goes to Uhud as if bidding them farewell, the shuhada of Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes straight to the minbar and says that very soon I will depart, I will go ahead of you to facilitate and make an easy way behind me for you to the akhirah. I will testify in favor of you. Our meeting place is at my hawd. So hold steadfastly, we know, to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have the great honor of being given a drink from the mubarak, auspicious hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the hawd-i kawthar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I have been given treasures of this earth. I do not fear for my ummah that you will collectively go into shirk, but I fear that in your ardent love for wealth, you will throw and outdo one another and harm one another. So be wary of that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simplicity, humility, and living by very, very meager means, the choice of poverty was of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's own accord. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala had given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the keys to the treasures of this earth. Second reason for love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jamal. Allah had blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the most perfect and amazing levels of beauty in character and in physical stature. Every aspect of the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the most perfect. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, the poet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَطْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِذِ النِّسَاءُ. My eyes have never set sight on anything more beautiful than you. No woman has given birth to a child more handsome than you. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِي خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِي كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. You have been created free of any kind of deficiency or blemish. It is as if Allah has created you as you had willed and wished. So beauty, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, khadim, attendant of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's complexion was at the most radiant and the most beautiful. He says, I have never smelt the best form of ether we know, musk or amber. I have never smelt any musk or amber that was more fragrant than that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Mubarak perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he describes it, were like pearls in their beauty. So every aspect of perfection in beauty. We know Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had met him on the night of Isra and Mi'raj and commenced. Allah had given him a great portion, almost half the beauty of humanity. Our most respected mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, says, those women folk in Egypt who had condemned Zulaykha for falling for the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, when they themselves had set gaze, cut their fingers in astonishment. She says, Lu'ama Zulaykha law ra'ayna jabinahu. Had those women condemning Zulaykha seen only the temples of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, they would have preferred carving their hearts out of their chests instead of merely cutting their fingers. So beauty personified was found in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, Jalal. Awe. We love a person sometimes because of the great awe and aura Allah ta'ala has put in that person. In this regard, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I have been given preference over Adam bi alayhi salam in six things, six specialities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have been given brevity in speech. In a few words, there are volumes and volumes of wisdom. Look at the beautiful Allah alayhi wa sallam. Nusirtu bil-ru'b. Allah had blessed me with such an awe that from a month's journey away before a person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, overstruck with awe to such an extent, would come and be overawed. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's humility, in a few minutes, they would love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loved person to them. Uhillat li al-ghanaim. Allah has made special for me and my ummah and permissible for me the spoils of war. Number four, Allah Ta'ala as a speciality to this ummah has made the entire earth a place, and that earth in the instance of water not being available or being unable to be used as a means of tahara tayammum. Allahu Azza wa Jal has sent me ila nasi kaffa, made me a messenger not just to one nation or a region or an area, to the unity. And lastly, khutima biyan nabiyyun, Allah has completed the seal of prophethood. After me, there is no other nabi to come. Regarding the awe of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coupled with humility, a sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first time and is shaking and shivering profusely in the awe of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, take it easy on yourself. I am merely the son of a simple woman in Makkah Mukarramah who used to eat from the most basic foods, a kind of dried meat called qadid. My mother was of those who would eat of it. The simple people, I am her son, so take it easy on yourself. Number four, Nawal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's extreme generosity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity is such that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that any Muslim in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lifetime who passes away and leaves behind a debt, then it is my onus, it is my responsibility. And if that person passes away leaving money, then it is not for me, it is for that person's inheritors. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity is described as an extremely fast-blowing wind in its intensity. And then Kamal, completion and perfection in every aspect. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been blessed. The special qualities of every Nabi was found at perfection in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam in his stature, Sheeth alayhi salam's recognition of Allah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam's steadfastness, resilience, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam being a bosom friend of Allah Ta'ala, the beauty of speech of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam being happy with Allah's will, the eloquence in speech of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam, the wisdom of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, the glad tidings given to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, the bodily strength of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the sabr of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, the unfailing obedience of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, the Ja alayhi salam, the beauty of voice of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, the venerance and great aura of the personality of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, or alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam's guarding his chastity, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's abstinence from worldly pleasures, all of these were found par excellence, far superseding in our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Mawlana Qasim Nanautwi rahimahullah says, Jahan ke sari kamalat ek tujh mein, tere kamal kisi mein nahi magar do char. The perfection in the entire creation has been found in you, and your perfections are found but limited in a few people. And lastly, the quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam of being like a genuine fatherly figure. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, it is as if I am holding you by your waist, and you're by disobedience to me, you are throwing yourself into a fire. So to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for these reasons and every other reason. And one great manifestation of muhabbat and love is to emulate the mubarak ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in every aspect of our lives. Genuine and sincere love means loving the mubarak ways, loving the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, whoever emulates and obeys me, it is a sign that that person loves me. And whoever loves me, what a great glad tiding. Whomsoever loves me will definitely be with me in Jannah. That is why the poet says, you openly disobey Allah and you still claim to love. He says, this is very, very strange. Had your love been sincere, then you would have followed the one you claim love for. A sign of love is that you obey the one whom you claim love for. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, great imam of this ummah, one occasion enters a pashing and ensures that he conceals and covers his awra and his satr between the navel and below the knees, in line with the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Despite many others being negligent, he sees a dream that on account of you holding steadfastly to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah decrees that he has forgiven you all your past sins, and Allah ta'ala will make you a great imam of this ummah. So let us learn the mubarak sunnahs, one sunnah. Wallah, this is muhabbat and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as all the other angles, excess of salawat, veneration and respect for our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To summarize the qualities, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the treasures of the earth, beauty, Allah blessed him with aura, perfection in all qualities, extreme generosity, and being more than a fatherly and loving figure to us than even our own selves. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As a reminder, inshallah, after Jummah Salah, the collection that takes place, let us contribute generously to the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Contributing to the house of Allah Ta'ala, it is only to our honor and a great means of drawing the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Also, we know the season for rain has come. Abundant istighfar, tawbah, forsaking haram and sin, sadaqah as much as possible, salawat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, begging Allah Ta'ala for his treasures of his mercy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين أيها المسلمون فلنتمسك بسنن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأخلاق والأفعال والمعاملات والمعاشرات فإن الله عز وجل قال قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وقال لقد كان لكم في أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا فلنتمسك بسنن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن هذه من علامة الحب للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن الله عز وجل قال النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأمهاتهم وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه رحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له لله فلا هادي له لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله ومته يصلون على النبي يا من صلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى والأراضي المباركة بفضلك وكرمك وجودك وقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم وردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل Let's fill in the safs إن شاء الله Are there any gaps in the safs in front of us? Let's fill in those Let's try and stand as close as possible The guidance of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that in the maintaining of the safs, we do not keep nabaligh, children who are not yet baligh in between the continuity of the safs of the males. If they are with us, by all means we bring a child to the masjid to educate, to teach. When they are of an understanding age, if not yet understanding, we teach them at home. When they are of understanding age, we bring them. But educate beforehand, keep an eye, if needs be, keep them with us at the end of the saf, so as not to break the continuity of the saf. Let's stand as close as possible. One of the means of unity and muhabbat in the ummah is to stand as close as possible in salah, so that the hills are in a straight line.
Amen. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى إن الذكرى سيذكر من ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الدنيا والخير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة نارا حامية تسقى من آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع من ولا يغني من وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت وكيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. And we're very fortunate after the remaining salah, a very happy occasion. My brother will be taking shahada and reverting to Islam. Lesson for all of us, by our character dealings, become a conduit, a means of attracting people to the beauty of Islam. So the shahada and entry into the fold of Islam, inshallah, will take place after the remaining salah. Let us say, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar.